Biblically-centered kids.
Well, happy Friday, everyone. Today is June 20th, 2025, and I'm your host for today's episode, Miss Danica. And like I said to greet you, happy, happy Friday. Did you know that June 20th is National Flip-Flop Day? That's right, it's the perfect time to celebrate those comfy, colorful sandals we wear during summer. Whether you're headed to the beach, the pool, or just running around outside, flip-flops are a sure sign that summer fun is here. But let's flip this day around for a minute and think about something deeper. Flip-flops go on our feet. The Bible actually has a lot to say about where our feet take us. In Psalms 119, verse 105, it says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path." That means God's word helps guide us step by step, just like a light on a dark path. And that leads us to one of our biblical family virtues, Virtue D. We dedicate time each day to seek God in His word and through prayer. So on National Flip-Flop Day, slip on your sandals. Think about the paths your feet take and ask God to help you walk in His ways, being kind, honest, and loving wherever you go. Every step you take can be a step that brings glory to God, even in your flip-flops. Well, you know what time it is. Quiz day. Are you ready? Oh, yeah. I'm going to be asking a series of multiple choice questions, some easy, some more difficult, but all require us to listen well and think back over the week. Are you ready? Do you have your thinking caps on? All right, let's go! Question one, what does Virtue Y teach us to do? A. Sleep all day. B. Yield our bodies to physical training and healthy habits. C. Eat only candy and chips. D. Avoid anything that's hard. I know you were already repeating this virtue when I started the question. That's right, our correct answer is B. Virtue Y reminds us to take care of our bodies through exercise and healthy choices. Because, well, our bodies belong to God. Question two. According to Romans 12:2, why should we offer our bodies to God? And don't get held up on the verse. I'm sure with the answers, you'll know just what I'm talking about. A, so we can be better than others. B, because God wants us to look perfect. C, as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. Or D, to show off just how strong we are. So, why should we offer our bodies to God? Was it A, so we can be better than others? B, because God wants us to look perfect? C, as a living sacrifice to be holy and pleasing to the Lord? Or D, to show off how strong we are? Yes, that's right, it's C. Romans 12:1 says we offer our bodies as a living sacrifice to honor God. Taking care of our health is one way we do that. Question three, why was David able to fight Goliath? A, he was the biggest soldier. B, he had fancy armor. C, he trusted God and had trained as a shepherd. Or D, he used magic. So was he the biggest soldier? Did he have fancy armor? Did he trust God and had he trained as a shepherd? Or did he use magic? Yes, it is C. David trained by caring for sheep and using his sling. He also trusted God. His faith and preparation helped him defeat Goliath. Question four. How did David's physical training help him? A, he knew how to play the harp. B, he could dance better. C, he had nice clothes. Or D, He was strong and brave when he faced the lion, the bear, and Goliath. Yep, that's right. You know that David, he faced a lion, a bear, and Goliath. He had practiced protecting sheep from wild animals, and that is what helped give him confidence and skill to face the giant with God's help. And he still knew that his confidence was only in God, right? Okay, question 5. What did Paul tell Timothy in 1 Timothy 5:23? And again, don't let the verse throw you off. Just listen. I know you're going to know this answer. A, to take care of his health. B, stop drinking water. C, never rest. Or D, travel to a new city. So what did Paul tell Timothy? We're studying about health and our habits. What did Paul tell him? Of course, he told him, A, take care of your health, right? Paul reminded Timothy that even church leaders should care for their bodies. God cares about our physical health too. In our last question of the day, question 6, why is it important for Christians to have healthy habits? Is it A, so we can win contests? B, so we never get tired? C, so we can become superheroes? Or D, because God wants us to be strong and ready to serve him? Yep, answer D. God gave us our bodies, and when we care for them, we are better prepared to do the work that he called us to do. Well, I certainly thank you so much for listening to this week's episodes. Can't wait to wrap up our 26 virtues with you next week. All right, enjoy your weekend. Until next time.